The Ukrainians is a documentary film made over the past 2 years that examines the ongoing war in that country from a nationalist perspective. But Tatiana Mokvits, a native Ukrainian now living in Sonoma County, doesn't think of it as a war movie at all.
Believe it or not, it's about love. It's about love and hope and sacrifice and dignity. It's about love of people of Ukraine towards their country.
It also serves as a primer in that country's recent history. Since Ukraine regained its independence from the USSR in 1991, only to face new troubles from a corrupt president, Viktor Yanukovych, with unpopular ties to Vladimir Putin. When Yanukovych blocked a long-sought opportunity to open trade with the European Union, and Putin's army moved in to annex the Ukrainian state of Crimea, a People's Revolutionary Force was raised in defense.
Ukraine didn't have troops, didn't have military. Our country has been kind of always peaceful. We never went to war anywhere. And this is when the volunteering battalions started. They were actually organized by private sector. Because we lost Crimea already, we cannot rely on the military, we cannot rely on anyone, we have to protect our land.
Among those volunteers was Oleksandr Chub.
I go like volunteer to National Guard with 2nd Battalion, take position Piski and after go to airport. It was a long battle, defendants of airport was 242 days, but I was there just 3 days, but it's 3 days of strong battle.
A serious leg injury ended his soldiering, but now, not quite 2 years later, and mostly healed, Oleksandr has been bicycling across the United States to help promote local screenings of the Ukrainians.
Filmmakers want to show why people go to defend their country. They don't show blood or damage, they show motivation. Motivation of people who want to defend their country without government help, without nothing. They want to defend their land, their home, their country.
The fighting in southeastern Ukraine has now settled into an ongoing stalemate. But Tatiana Mokvits says it has left her country and its people struggling to survive.
It is very depressing because our economy is in a really poor state. They are trying to rebuild the country, but the war is tearing it apart and people don't have salary and they cannot buy anything, so there is no food, even for common people. Upper middle class there, it's like the poorest people in the United States. There is no upper middle class anymore. But there is still big corruption. So unfortunately, our country has to fight two wars. One is within, with corrupted government, and another one is with Russia.
She's hoping that a free screening of the film in Sevastopol this week will help generate understanding and support for her homeland.
I would like to educate people in America of what is going on in Ukraine, that the war has been happening for the last 2 years, and raise their attention to how much we struggle and how much we would like to live in peace.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.